Weather conditions across the majority of the Midwest continue to look rather favorable for field operations and crop maturation as we move forward through the next week. The only weather disturbance of significance in the next 7 days is a cool front that will be working its way from northwest to southeast across the majority of the Midwest. This frontal system will be most active in the northwestern areas from central portions of Nebraska into northern sections of Minnesota. This particular region will end up with a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain, with some localized amounts getting upwards to more than an inch. But it's only a narrow band that's going to be seeing that kind of rainfall. Everybody else in the western and eastern Corn Belt and most of the plains will probably not see nearly as much rain. A couple tenths of an inch of moisture will occur most often. I imagine a few hundredths of an inch to three tenths of an inch would probably be a better range to give it. And we'll look for some local totals getting up over a half inch. This is really the only well-organized rain event for the Midwest over this first 7 days of the outlook. The precipitation that occurs will be relatively well distributed across the region, but there will be a number of areas that don't get enough precipitation to seriously interrupt field work, and progress will likely continue favorably. Temperatures across the Midwest are expected to be rather warm over the next 7 days as well. In fact, above-average temperatures will dominate. There is no risk of any kind of crop-damaging cold for at least 7 to 10 days across the region. We are watching rather closely a storm system that is supposed to form at the end of next week across parts of the plains. That system may move through the Midwest sometime between the 4th and the 6th of October, and we could see enough precipitation from that event to stall fieldwork for a little while. The problem with that event is that it doesn't seem to be handled very well from each of the various models out there. Not a lot of consistency. They all agree on the timing, but certainly the intensity and the amount of rain that occurs during that system's presence across the Midwest is still up for considerable debate. We'll expect to see the high temperatures across a big part of the Midwest running in the 70s and 80s over these next several days. There will be a little bit of a cool-off that occurs behind the weekend frontal system as it cuts through the region. Maybe a few 60 and 70-degree highs will occur for a day or two as we get to the end of the weekend. But we'll turn right around and warm back up ahead of that larger storm system that's slated for the end of next week, and so our temperatures will continue to be quite warm. There may be a couple of days where temperatures will be in the 80s and possibly pushing up close to 90 degrees in the southwest corner of the Midwest, but that will not be very common in the heart of the region. Our low temperatures at night will be mostly in the 50s, with some lower 60s on the warmer days and some upper 40s on the cooler days in the northwestern areas. We are expecting to see some of our neighboring areas do fairly well with harvest progress as well. Parts of the southeastern states and Delta will see only a limited amount of rainfall, as well as the Midwest. And it looks like some hard red winter wheat country will pick up on some moderate amounts of rainfall along with Texas as we move through this coming weekend, but that'll probably be the only significant amount of rainfall that occurs in those areas. Some of the cotton country in Texas will certainly see rainfall over a few-day period as we get into the weekend and maybe lingering into early next week. That's probably the only other area of significant precipitation that's likely to occur over this next several-day period. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.